The candidates were asked about energy, education, the environment, and ECOT, the online charter school that closed earlier this year, owing millions to the state for overinflating student attendance. Democrat Richard Cordray said when he was Attorney General before Republican Mike DeWine, he got a ruling from the Ohio Supreme Court that said officials of failing charter schools could be held personally accountable for money that was lost.
He should have used that decision, but he hasn't. And why? Because he got tens of thousands of dollars in contributions from ECOT officials. And his running mate got tens of thousands of dollars from ECOT officials, and those have not been returned.
ECOT has been a big talking point in this campaign for Democrats, so DeWine was ready for the question.
I'm the only person on this stage who has taken any action against ECOT. Mr. Cordray was the Attorney General before I was the Attorney General. There was an audit done by the auditor of the state that showed that there could be a conflict. He took no action. We took action in the appropriate time.
DeWine also said that it was Cordray and not him who got donations from ECOT founder Bill Lager when the two faced each other in the attorney general's race in 2010, and that Cordray had not returned the money. Cordray said the total was $600 and that he'd given it back to his local school district. Throughout the debate, Cordray touted his proposed infrastructure bond issue, and DeWine talked up his early education plan. The two were asked about a so-called right-to-work law, banning requiring that workers pay union dues as a condition of employment. And they agreed, sort of. DeWine said he would veto such a bill.
This is not a debate or a fight that we need. Ohio has many issues and many challenges that Mike DeWine and John Houston want to deal with when we take office. We do not need the divisiveness of a fight like this that would take place.
Cordray also said he'd veto it, but then went further.
What Mr. DeWine did not say, and he will not say, is that he also would like to see this be put on the ballot and let the people of the state decide. I don't agree with that. Ohio is not a right-to-work state, should never be a right-to-work state. This was on the ballot 60 years ago, and we voted it down.
The two tangled over health care issues, such as protections for people with pre-existing conditions, and over how to fight the state's deadly opioid crisis. DeWine blasted Cordray for his support of Issue 1, the constitutional amendment on the fall ballot that would lower some prison time and penalties to relieve overcrowding, with the savings going to incentivize drug treatment.
Even the Democrat nominee for Attorney General is against State Issue 1. State Issue 1 is more drugs, more fentanyl, and if you live in Marietta, Ohio, or on the border, they're going to be coming over from West Virginia and other states. That's what's going to happen.
Cordray shot back that DeWine has been what he called a grotesque failure on fentanyl.
What I want to see on that issue is some sort of change. We can't just maintain and double down on the failed status quo of Mike DeWine. We have to do something different. It could be Issue 1. It could be a legislative package. I'm for any change that will make progress on that issue.
There were a few exchanges like that, but in answering a question about civility, both stressed they plan to be bipartisan in their approach as governor. At two watch parties in Columbus, observers said this debate did have a less combative tone than the first one from Dayton. At a Democratic gathering, local activist Catherine Gervis said she likes the tone she's heard.
I appreciate knowing where people are. I appreciate thoughtful conversation. Crazy shenanigans are not helpful.
Abby Dreis is a junior at Ohio State and watched from DeWine's campaign headquarters.
I do think Richard Cordray always does take some shots at Mike DeWine especially. And I see that, I think, from him more so than Mike DeWine going at Cordray. But I think Mike DeWine really has class all the time and really keeps it nice and civil.
So you're at Ohio State?
The candidates will meet for a final debate in Cleveland on Monday. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.